West Georgia's first news on this Friday. From the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A Coweta County Sheriff's Office deputy died on Thursday after authorities said a police officer from another agency ran him over on an interstate during a high-speed police chase that crossed state lines. Deputy Eric Minix died in the line of duty while pursuing a stolen vehicle on Interstate 85 that sped into Chambers County, Alabama. 31-year-old Minix was struck by a City of Lynette Police Department vehicle. Officials from multiple agencies in both states were involved in the pursuit. Lynette is located along the Chattahoochee River on the Alabama-Georgia state line. According to state law enforcement, the officer struck Minix as he was exiting his patrol vehicle, a 2017 Dodge Charger. After the initial impact, officials said the Explorer struck the Charger before hitting a 2022 Dodge Challenger. Minix was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead, the sheriff's office reported. Minix leaves behind a wife and three daughters. Well, no interest in running for Congress. District 71 State Rep. Jay Collins stated on Thursday's WLBV Community Voice. Collins was asked if he would be adding his name to the list of those interested in replacing District 3 Congressman Drew Ferguson when he retires at the end of 2024. Collins instead is focused on the start of the 2024 state legislative session, which begins on Monday. Among the issues expected to be debated during the 40-day session are abortion, anti-Semitism, criminal justice, health care, and voting, where the Secretary of State is again calling on legislators to get rid of runoff elections.
Let's talk about the amount of money that it costs local governments. I mean, you look at Villarica that just came through a mayoral election and you had a runoff. That's tens of thousands of dollars that local governments spend each time they have a runoff election. Very, very costly to local government, and there could be a system put in place that would eliminate that. That's why you vet these types of things in committees. You get a lot of different ideas and look at different perspectives, and then hopefully something good could come out of that. But I think it's worth having a conversation.
That complete Community Voice interview with Collins is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. Villarica Public Works to start the new year is presenting several repaving and repair proposals to Villarica City Council next week. Among those, a plan to repave the Connors Road cart path, repair the sidewalk at Hickstown Brewery, repair Reed Plantation sidewalks, a paving project on Stone Street, and repairs to the parking lot of the former World Changers Church International property downtown. City Council approved purchasing that property for $1 million this past November. And internet provider Spectrum on Thursday announcing the launch of services to more than 3,500 homes and small businesses in Carroll County, including Roopville, Mount Zion, and Bowden. Spectrum's newly constructed fiber optic network build-out in Carroll County is part of an approximately $5 billion investment in unserved rural communities. They will release additional information later. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.